tuned into Black Hollywood Live, the world's first digital broadcast network devoted entirely to urban entertainment and pop culture. Tune in right now.
Hey, Black.
It's like the go-to.
And we Black, and we Black. Right. Yep, we Black. Hey, we Black. And we Black. Yeah, we Black, and we Black. Yeah, we Black. Hey.
Turn it up. I know.
Hey, happy Black History Month.
Right. I can't. I still got to perfect the whoa.
Whoa. I can't, right, we'll get
you whatever you want.
You know, but what's up, y'all? Happy Black History Month. You know, yes, we're back in the, I missed you guys last week, unfortunately. I was wiped out, okay? Was not going to make it.
You didn't. You had a lot going on, and you did a lot of great things.
You know, and then, talk
about it.
Honestly, oh my goodness. Two weeks ago, I had the pleasure of going to the Grammys. Yes, I was super excited to cover the Grammys and the Roc Nation brunch, which was amazing. So, I mean, Black history has been, well, early Black history has been great to me.
But every day.
So, right.
Every day.
And you guys celebrate.
This month, yes.
Absolutely. And speaking of Black history, we have some incredible new segments for you guys. It's all geared towards Black history, Black culture. Since it's our month, you know, and really 365, but it is what it is. Mm-hmm. But obviously, my name is Rocky Harris, and we're not with Jay Lamar today, but we still have our lovely co-host.
Yes, guys, I'm Sierra Stafford. It's good to be back.
All right, guys, and I'm Jamie Gray. Hey.
I cannot deal. But yeah, you know, as usual, we have an amazing show for you guys. But our first conversation is something that's been in the news for, I mean, literally, what, like 2 weeks now? Mm-hmm. DeAndre Arnold, he has been just being harassed by his school, not able to walk for his graduation.
Yeah.
But Sierra, tell us all about it.
Yes, yeah, so if you look at the picture, it just shows, you know, the backstory about, you know, DeAndre Arnold. He goes to a school in Texas. The school is called Barbers Hill High School, which is 30 miles east of Houston, if you know where Houston is. So a smaller town. And so long story short, if you've ever been to public school, I know from my school back in the days, we did have a strict hair policy, and this was actually one of them. It never escalated to this point, but I guess like a Texas thing, but if your hair is past your shoulder length, you can't have it. But of course, girls have long hair,
right?
But so it's more struck towards the male. So he actually went on the Ellen show, and basically she's giving him a $20,000 scholarship because they basically say, you know, if you don't put up your hair or, you know, do something to your hair, you can't graduate. Mm-hmm. We won't let you walk, and you won't be attending prom. So basically taking away all his privileges just because his hair is like this. So I'm going to show the clip really fast for you guys. We went on Ellen.
Because you're just like you're in a school in a small town in Texas, and all of a sudden this is national news, and now you're on television, and I'm sure this is not
comfortable
for you. But I want you to just relax.
I love how she comforted him.
I'm here for you, and that's why you're here, because I don't understand this. They've told you that you need to cut your hair in order to return to school. You get good grades.
Okay.
You've never been in trouble ever. This is the first time anything has come up. And now you haven't been in school for weeks because of this situation. So, okay, when did this dress code happen that you, because you've been wearing your hair up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Every day I would go to school, I would always be in dress code, but the thing with them is, if it was let down, I would be out of dress code, and this issue really escalated about after Christmas break.
So you were wearing your hair up, and that was fine, but the point was, if you let it down, it would be past your... What is it supposed to be past? It's not supposed to be past your ears?
Yeah, it can be in your face, past your ears, or touching your collar.
Okay.
Wow.
And
the fact that that's a public school, too, that's making these rules, you know, it's just really interesting because usually it's like more to the private school that has all the rules about it.
Mm-hmm. See, so for me, like I said earlier, I went to a school like that. So maybe it's a Texas thing.
I think it's a Texas thing.
Yes, a Texas thing for sure. But so basically, long story short, he got a lot of support from celebrities. Gabrielle Union and Dwayne Wade, they're actually inviting him to the Oscars with him, which airs on February 9th. A lot of other artists have like reached out to him.
Yeah.
And one public school official actually spoke on it. She was saying like, this has been in our policy for over 3 decades. However, we do exempt it for religious behavior and, you know, cultural behavior. So he did say he's His dad's from Trinidad. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's part of his culture. He grew up like this. So he was like, you know, I'm not cutting my hair, which I'm proud for him for standing up for himself. He is suspended, but I do believe he's going to another school. He's not going to that school anymore. Yeah, so he left the school. He said, I'm not cutting his hair. And I mean, I would too. If you're stopping me from not graduating, going to prom, like, that's a lot. And all because of my hair. Yeah, and real fast on Black History Month, I feel like, and I hate to say it, but people of not our culture make these rules. And they don't understand our hair and what it represents, what it's about. And like they said, I feel like my grades, my behavior doesn't affect my hair.
Period.
And I feel like stop putting rules on people's natural appearance at that. And for all schools. But go ahead, Jamie.
I think it's great that he is getting this attention. I also feel for him because it's like he's getting all of this attention because of his hair.
Exactly.
At a school that's not accepting him. But I also feel for him because you're saying that he can't go to prom or walk across the stage.
And he got suspended.
So he's a senior.
Yeah, like,
and
I'm
he's
like,
going to another school just to go to their prom. Like, what was the resolution besides getting that $20K? Congrats on that. On Ellen, I mean, that's great. That's a great, like, highlight. And here's the thing. When you cross the stage, it is cool in the moment, but literally 10 minutes later, it's not gonna matter. You're not gonna care.
Nothing.
You're just there for the cookout food, for the graduation parties, and that's what we're there for too.
Yeah.
But you know, it's just like those are moments that it's like it might seem like a huge deal. Prom, it is not that big a deal. Like leading up to it is a big deal, and I know how even millennials now like are so like pumped up about it, but it's like they realized even so after all that money, it was not that big of a deal.
It's still a good thing you should go through.
For sure.
It's hype, for
sure. Well, it's the point of, like, it shouldn't be taken away from him for this. So, yeah, I agree. But, so, what is something, you know, who just needs to separate in general? We really can't put it into words, but I'm sure you guys all saw Gervonta Davis with his baby mama. The video was out of this world, but we can't unfortunately show it. But y'all, I'm sure you saw it.
If not, go look it up.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. So there is a 25-year-old American professional boxer by the name of Gervonta Davis. And he is a two-weight world champion who has held the WBA lightweight title since 2019. And he's just been making a lot of waves for who he dates and for what he does. But he was caught recently yoking up his baby mama, which I hate to use that term, but the mother of his child. And her name is Andretta Smothers. And so the incident happened this past Saturday.
And they're actually saying that that clip is good.
Yeah,
so
let's show the clip for
them. Before we get into that, the incident happened this Saturday. It was during a celebrity basketball game in Miami, so right before the Super Bowl. And he appears to be, of course, grabbing her by the neck. And I just want you guys to take a look for yourself. So take a look. Look at that. Look at that. And he's literally just dragging her out.
Is that his security behind him?
One of his team members. I want us to just play that clip one more time just to rewind so you guys can see that. Look at the reaction on people's faces. He yanks her up twice, holds her by the neck, and then is literally walking her like a dog.
Yes.
To the back as if he's about to beat her ass like she's about to go in timeout.
And I just need to know
what happened, but did y'all see his apology?
We did. We're gonna get into that. So here's the thing. We don't know why he snatched her up. We don't know what led up to that, but there is literally no reason to snatch someone up like that.
Period.
And so we actually have a picture of what Andretta looks like, because you can't really tell what she looks like with the sunglasses, but here's a picture of her and Gervonta's daughter. And so that's just to put a face to the name of the woman you see getting snatched up like that, okay?
Assaulted.
Exactly.
Yeah, harassed.
And so just imagine what goes on behind closed doors. The fact that he did something like that so publicly, and you saw people getting out of the way. And what got me was that there was nobody who said, no black male, even the one that was beside her, got up, like, got out the way.
Right. They got out like they got up to escort them, not to stop it.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's just like, this is not normal behavior. Everyone else is looking around like, oh my goodness, this is happening in front of children. That's a scary sight to see. But we do have someone from Black Twitter who had something else to say as well. And I want to read what they had to say. So this person says, sorry, just a second. This person says, I don't know what's worse, at Gervonta behavior in this video or the fact that people around them do nothing. And it's just,
both.
I mean, what in the world?
Well, you know, is it the public's responsibility to some degree?
No. I mean, I get what you're about to say.
No, but it's just like, somebody take a stand.
No.
You want to let that happen to a kid? Well, maybe. It's just like...
The thing is he is a boxer. He is a lethal weapon. Mm-hmm. He is registered as a lethal weapon. I think that that is a part of why people, if they knew who he was, they recognized him based off of just, I mean, he's kind of hard to miss. He's, what, 5'4"? Mm-hmm. You know, and he's Mayweather's kid, dude. So, like, he's a well-known boxer. He's up and coming. I think people weren't scared, but someone definitely should have reported it or said something.
And it happened so fast, look like. It did happen fast, so I can see, say something after
people, I need you to think faster. Because imagine imagine what happens behind closed doors, and he's doing this at this public arena. I mean, imagine what he does in front of the kids, in front of,
and
you know,
I hope
all these people.
Woman, though, stop talking to him.
Yeah, that too.
Like,
that too.
Don't
that,
go
that's
back.
Not cute if he yokes you up like that.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And that's what I wanted to talk about was the fact that so many people were commenting, like, oh, if he doesn't snatch me up like that, then I don't want him. No, read those comments.
I did not see that.
Read those comments. Those comments are nasty. Like, I was like, y'all.
But some people, you know, like, people just talk like that. I don't mean that in real life, because the minute it happened to them.
But some people do, because they really
crazy.
Think that that behavior
well,
is
true.
Cute. Like, I want a man that's strong, and he got some thug. And it's like, that's what y'all want, so that's what you deserve.
No, for real. No,
honestly,
no one deserves to be abused. But at the same time, I think it's
have more standard, high standards for yourself. Like,
when you're used to a certain type of behavior and you've been exposed mm-hmm. to that for so long, you become accustomed to it.
You become your environment.
Absolutely,
true.
And not even just on the super extreme level of abuse, but you just take abuse or assault in any type of way, whether it's manipulation, it's verbal abuse, it's emotional abuse, like, because everything's not so physical when it comes to abuse. So, I mean, you know, it's interesting. I hope that, and I'm sure this isn't the first time.
I just want y'all to get his apology.
Yeah, so let's get into his apology.
Yes.
So
right,
he posted on his Instagram story saying, I never once hit her. Yeah, I was aggressive and told her, come on. That's the...
That's my
mother of my child. I would never hurt her other than that. Happy New Year's ... January was trash.
Other than that, mother of my child. So when I read this, those two lines struck me. First of all, mother your child. So that's just pointing out right there. Why is you roughing up on her like that? Your daughter can go pull up this clip one day. If I see my dad, I don't care how much of a good father he has been. If I see my father do anything onto my mother,
that's
we're
going
to have a problem.
Period.
I don't care how much you have taken. We're going to have a problem. Two, and it's like, it's just aggressive and abusive on all acts. He tried to make it seem like, oh, I didn't do nothing but rough her up. That's something, sir.
Right. And
whether you hit her or not, that's something.
And for you to publicly embarrass me, like, that's just, he's just trifling.
Yeah.
Really. I mean, all
he
around.
He had no
and let's not
remorse.
Make the baby an excuse.
He had no remorse or care in the world about her feelings or how she felt. But since then, he has deleted all of his posts on Instagram, or at least for now, what we know. So that's all that's available right now. Let us know your thoughts down below and what you think about this situation.
I honestly think if I could chime in right now.
Go ahead.
This is just... Seriously, I'm just fuming right now. This is just really, it's just super inexcusable. I mean, as a professional athlete, you have that standard to really just hold yourself to that type of pedestal. And being portrayed in this type of light and just being... How do you come back from that? One, and then two, never ever should you ever lay your hands on a lady like that. That's just not right. Especially as someone who is a fighter like myself, I would never ever do that to my girlfriend whatsoever, to my mom, to my sisters, to my aunts, to no one.
And by the
neck as well. It's just unexcusable.
And I want to say real fast, because the whole like women hitting men topic, which I don't feel like women should just beat on men either, but I do have to say, I feel like men are naturally stronger, so I need men to realize that no matter what a woman does, your strength is 10 times my strength. So, not saying it's okay, I'm not saying it at all, but it's like...
Money bag, yo.
But it's kind of like... But I just feel like some stuff is just like, he's a boxer. Like, you can't be roughing up on her like that.
You need to know your strength.
That.
You don't know what you're capable of.
Exactly.
Fully. What is with a woman?
I want to send my condolences out to her, though. I hope you don't take them back. I'm sorry. The kid don't mean nothing. Y'all still co-parent.
Period. No, it really don't.
Y'all still co-parent.
Drops. Control
period.
All delete.
So, yeah.
But no, I want to know, what did y'all feel about Moneybagg Yo? For, like, you know, long story short, Moneybagg Yo, apparently they got into an altercation, physical altercation. None of this has been confirmed, but it just alleged altercation. But apparently, Moneybagg Yo tore off Ari, his girlfriend's wig. Took off her wig because she punched him in the face.
Yeah, both parts unacceptable.
Okay, fair enough.
I think, again, it's people become a product of their environment. So there are women who grow up in certain environments like that where they think, well, I can talk to my man any old kind of way and I can put my finger in his face. And it's like, no, you can't. Okay, he is a man, he is a human being first, okay? So if he retaliates, it doesn't make it right, but you can't really get mad at that.
You can't just poke the bear either, yeah.
Right, and so it's just, I think it's ridiculous. But also, for the fact that he even snatched her wig off, it's like, he did that one to embarrass her, because he knows what hair means to women. He knows probably the process that she goes through to, I don't know,
tape
if she glues
it,
tape it down, whatever she does. But if it was like a strong adhesive, imagine that could hurt, it could damage her edges, and just also just the embarrassment. He meant to cause pain, and that's what I don't like. So it's just like, keep your hands to yourself.
Yes.
And be with someone who is equally yoked. Stop wasting your own time.
Yeah.
It's funny how these men are in the same circle. She dated Javonte. She dated... It's just... Yeah.
I don't know Moneybagg. He doesn't seem like he's an aggressive person. He does seem like...
Aggressive from him.
Yeah.
He seems so chill to me. Yeah.
And it seems like... she is kind of... a little bit of a, you know, a little rough.
Yeah.
And I just feel like, not saying that it justifies, he should not put his hands on her at all.
And she shouldn't have done it either.
But I do, I'm sorry, man. You hauling off and hit me in the face, like...
Right. My reflex just might.
Just do a little, hey, stop. Mm. You're right. Just, you know, don't hit nobody, but just be like.
Men are strong enough to detain women. It's okay for women to just beat on men, but I feel like men are strong enough to detain you to stop from hitting them.
Yeah, like, I just feel like women, can you win? You can't. So,
just
chill. I wouldn't be punching no grown ass man.
Yeah.
I'm not even trying to have that smoke.
Right. But we're giving props to another grown ass man. Because Joaquin Phoenix, I'm sure his DMs is blowing up. I don't know if he got somebody or not, but I'm sure he don't. But Joaquin Phoenix, I mean, maybe he does, I don't know.
With all due respect.
Right. I mean, hey, Joaquin. But no, so Joaquin Phoenix, he was at the BAFTA Awards, British Academy Film Awards, this past Sunday, and he took the stage calling out the film industry and TV industry for the lack of representation and how white people need to hold themselves accountable for the racism and oppression that they put on to other people of color. So we don't have that video, unfortunately, but in I quote, he says, "I think we truly have to do the work to understand systematic racism. I think that this is an obligation of the people that have created, perpetuated, and benefited from a system of oppression to dismantle it. So that's on us." Period, point blank. Okay? So taking it to Twitter, Alfred Edmund Jr. said, "The conflicted audience response tells you everything you need to know about the film industry's willingness to deal with its lack of diversity. Hashtag BAFTAs, hashtag Joaquin Phoenix." And I totally agree.
Totally agree.
If you guys have seen this clip, please Google it, because literally when that camera pans the audience, which, what do you see mostly? White faces. Mm-hmm. So it made sense why Joaquin took the stage. And if you guys don't know Joaquin, Joker, he's a phenomenal, right. Yeah. Super successful, talented actor. And it's more and more of, then Joaquin is, I believe he's an ethnic white person. He is Hispanic, but he's very, very vocal about, you know, the lack of representation that we see within TV and film, behind the scenes and on camera. So I would just want to, you know, not giving Joaquin any extra applause just because he's white, but it does need to be the white people who are, just like men, if you're oppressing women, and mm-hmm. this has historically been the case, you are the leading people in oppressing another group of people.
Be an ally.
Yeah.
Just as a reference, Joaquin Phoenix was actually born in San Juan, Puerto Rico.
I was going to say Puerto Rico, but I was like, I don't know.
No. We want to make sure.
Right, absolutely. And one, you know, Puerto Ricans, y'all come in different flavors. You're they Guatemalan, do. Josh, but, and same with, well. Joaquin Phoenix, he's dope. I mess with Joaquin in some, like, he's just, and he's a vegan, you know, he just
I just can't wait to I can't wait to the year when we actually see the change. I feel like we talk about it, and of course it's not gonna happen like this, we get that, but I just can't wait to see if it really just get through to people,
yeah,
and actually change.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. And so, you know, hopefully they wake up. But yeah, so in our quick mentions, first we want to say a round of applause and shout outs to 50 Cent. He finally has
Fawlty.
His right, okay,
aka Curtis.
Right, get the strap. Okay, but yeah, so 50 Cent now has his I know. Turn it. I know. It's well deserved.
He deserves. I'm sorry.
He does.
Power is my show.
Phenomenal. Okay,
I
and
love
all
it.
These, all the money, the bags that he be collecting is just crazy.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
so after this.
It's off the wall. And then he got his homies, you know, Dr. Dre, Eminem, his, like, his
Day one.
Right, exactly. The people who got him his start.
Exactly.
So, you know, shout out to 50 Cent. And then also, too, you know, we got to give another round of applause for the best city, you know, in the world, KC Moore, the beauty. I'm so excited, y'all. Listen, it's been 50 years.
Wait, y'all should have got the shirt on. Wait, I'm just going to keep it.
What a single, baby. Yes, the same
We're
shirt.
We're happy for you.
I know. They came with me yesterday to celebrate. I know. It's super, super amazing. And also, too, the Chiefs won the Super Bowl against the San Francisco 49ers. And it was a great game. I loved it. Mm-hmm. And now this officially makes Patrick Mahomes, our quarterback, the third black person in the NFL or black quarterback to have a championship
ring. And the youngest.
That's awesome.
And
he's the youngest. Wow. So he just tripled that history.
There you go.
It's just turned up. You know,
let's get it.
Show me, Steph. We have to show you. But yeah, so again, like I said, we have some amazing new signature segments. We'll cater to Black History Month, our signature segments. So we're going to do Who Did That last week because we don't have that much time. So we're going to do Black Excellence. So in Black Excellence, we're going to shout out or just talk about people who have inspired us as Black people and just moments in time in Black history. And obviously, you guys tell us in your comments the moments for you as a Black person that was the most inspiring. So who wants to start?
I'll go.
Okay, come on, see.
We know good old Oprah Winfrey. I chose Oprah Winfrey. It's crazy because growing up, I know it's cliche, but she actually was an idol of mine. I used to always joke around and say, one day I'm going to have Oprah Winfrey money. And like my family can quote that because I used to always say that. And so I feel like the reason why I looked up to her, though, because, you know, she started in local news.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she got treated poorly in some. She got didn't get the what she deserved being a journalist there.
Right.
And that's how Oprah Winfrey Network came about, how she did her own platform. So I just always respected her and looked up to her for that. It's just a show, like, you know, you don't have to succumb to what people say just because you're in a certain type of career or atmosphere. Mm-hmm. And just do you. And I mean, she's successful to this day because of it. So I just have to give her kudos for that.
Okay. For sure.
Snap, snap. But yes, okay, so Jamie, or you want me to go?
Go for it.
Okay. So mine is definitely going to be Mr. Barack Obama. We don't have a picture of it, but I have a picture.
Is it useless?
I know. No, I know. Well, if we could put up, obviously we all know what Barack Obama looks like, but I would just wanted to show that clip because literally in high school, he was the first black president, obviously, yeah, as we know. And so that was a huge deal for me. He was the president that I campaigned for. So when I was in high school, I could not vote, but we were literally going door to door in white ass Missouri and saying, vote for Barack Obama. So yes, it was, and that was literally my entire family got together to campaign for him. They had a department set up mm-hmm. within Kansas City specifically for Barack Obama.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So
I remember doing that too.
Yeah.
I was in middle school, so I was like sixth grade. So we were just like on TV, like, yay.
No, the same, because I was 15, 16 or something when Barack Obama was. He was a senator, and then, mm-hmm. it, you know, we just followed his steps. But, yeah, so Barack Obama was definitely my person. And the picture that was up there was when I was in college, and that was the first time he was the first president I got to vote for.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah. So,
I think same. Yeah, when I think about it.
Yeah. No, he was. He would have been your, yeah. So
I forgot who for you.
So, yeah, you know, Barack Obama, we love you. Obviously, forever president. But, yeah,
period.
So, all right, Jeannie.
All right, then I'll get to mine. Mine is to the one and only Michael Jackson when he first did the moonwalk. And we had a clip. Usually Twitter will let you mute the video if you click the actual video. But we do have an image here of Michael Jackson doing the moonwalk for the very first time.
Mm.
And it was just amazing. He was performing Billie Jean. And now, I mean, generations now are still trying to do the moonwalk. So that's my Black history. My Black excellence.
Can y'all do
moment.
The moonwalk?
No,
I can't.
Really?
I can actually do it.
I gotta sit
it.
After this.
For how long?
No, for
Mon, you.
Probably. My socks. I gotta have my
like
socks
2 seconds.
Off. I gotta have my socks off though.
Okay, she's gonna do it. We're gonna show y'all next week. Very monumental though, dance move.
It really is.
Rest in peace, Michael.
I know. Right. Rest in peace, Michael. It's just too much going on in the world. With rest in peace. But yeah, so I know we could get into who did that, but we're not gonna do it. We're gonna save that for later, y'all. Yeah, we're gonna save it. We have a lot in store for you guys. Jay Lamar will be back next week, but we just want to say, obviously, again, happy Black History Month, and
yes,
tell us again what you guys have or what your plans are for Black History Month. But my name is Rocky Harris. You can find me everywhere on social media at Raquel Harris TV.
And I'm Sierra Stafford. You can find me on my Instagram at Sierra Stafford TV.
And you can find me, Jamie Gray, on Twitter at It's Jamie Gray, or on Instagram at Jamie Gray, JAIMI.
And now, y'all can keep up with us.
Yes, let them know.
Because we not only on Twitter, now we on Instagram, too. So y'all got to follow us.
Yay.
Black Twitter BHL, at Black Twitter BHL, okay? You can type in Black Twitter, and I'm sure we'll pop up, but somebody else got Black Twitter already, and they was trying to be petty. But yeah, so Black Twitter BHL, follow us so you can keep up with our lives. Obviously, follow us too, but, you know, keep up with us on Instagram. We'll post all the things, all the topics. If you guys want topics that you want us to talk about, put it in our comments, DM us, you know, blow us up.
And you can also turn your notifications on so you can always be notified when we post. Instagram has that now, guys, so take advantage.
Okay, you know, right, before they shut it down. Instagram trying to shut everything down.
Right?
So, but yes, thank you guys. We'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
On behalf of our BHL staff, we would like to thank you for tuning in to Black Hollywood Live, the world's first digital broadcast network devoted entirely to urban entertainment and pop culture. Check out our Black Hollywood Live YouTube page for even more great programming and amazing content. And be sure to subscribe and like our channel when you do. I'm your BHL host, Nakia Monet, and you can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom or at Black Hollywood Live. Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood redefined.